Hi, it's Angel. I'd like to read something for you. I will love more, so much more, that no one will have any idea what to do with me. They will watch with a confused look and wonder why I give so much and do not ask for more in return. I will give it because giving is getting. And there is nothing quite so important as emptying your heart every single day and leaving nothing undone. No declaration of it unsaid. I will not only stop and smell the flowers, I will plant them myself and watch them grow old with me. I will pull over and dance in every single rainfall, and I will make snow angels, even when there is hardly any snow left for the wings. I will never, ever believe in the words too late, because it is never too late to be exactly who you wish, to do exactly what you should, say exactly what needs to be heard, and live the exact life you should be living. Tyler Knott Gregson. I love this, you guys. I squealed with excitement. Like, I don't even know, like Miss Piggy? Pig squeal. So yeah, there. I was like Miss Piggy for a minute. And I'm just so excited about this. I read it and read it. I'm like, this is perfect. I love every word. I love how it's conveyed. I love how it's written. It's perfect. And I really enjoy him. I'm Tyler Knott Gregson. I recommend him. I will. I'm still learning his stuff, but I'm getting more familiar with it. But this is fantastic because it is exactly me. It's exactly how I live my life, and it makes me so happy to know someone else thinks like this. Even if he's just writing it, he doesn't really live his life this way. It's a thought that someone else had somewhere else in the world that I've never met before that thinks similar thoughts to me. Have you ever met someone and just been so glad that they exist, that you both exist at the same freaking time, in the same year, you're alive at the same time, just to know each other? Like, have you ever had that? I'm sure you have. Everyone's had someone that they're just like, oh my god, I'm so happy you are out there in the world somewhere. Like I said before, if you're new to my pillow talks, welcome. If you are not new, then you've probably heard me say before that I don't let things go unsaid. If I feel strongly about someone, they're gonna know. Whether it's love, well, not negative things, because I don't deal with that negative stuff unless I have to. But if I have feelings for someone, they're gonna know. If there's no question. If I want someone's friendship, if I want to hang out on a Friday night with somebody, I make it happen. I am not bashful. I don't sit around and wait. I make things happen. And I'm also incredibly, like, complimentary person. A lot of people think I'm very fake. I get that. I've gotten that most of my life. There's always someone out there that's like, ugh, she's so fake. She's not really that nice. No, I am. I promise you. I'm not, like, patting myself on the back. It's just who I am. And I just am. And that doesn't make it, like, I'm not better than anyone else because I'm nice. I honestly wish that there are days where I wish I could handle conflict and handle standing up for myself. But I can stand up for myself. Anyways, tangent. We're not talking about me right now. Or are we? What was I talking about? Oh, God. People. Compliments. So I compliment people all the time. I don't let those things go unsaid. So whether it is, oh my God, this guy is amazing, I'm so happy he's alive and that I know him and he exists and he needs to know how I feel about him, or oh my gosh, she's my best friend in the whole world and every morning when I wake up and email her, I tell her I love her. Whether it's my sister, who I, you know, she's my sister and I can imagine life without her. I remind her how important she is to me every time she sees me, even though she's like, oh my God, stop it, you do this every time. Or whether it's just that cool chick at the restaurant who wears green nail polish really well. Like, I compliment. And I let them know. Because it's important. Why let a nice, positive thought just sit inside you? Why not share it? Why, you know, if somebody, you know, made your coffee at Starbucks extra good that day, better than you've had it in a couple of weeks, it would be really nice to tell them if you have the opportunity, if you're not interrupting them making like 60 other drinks really, really fast. At least my place is really, really fast, the one I go to. But, yeah, don't let those things go unsaid, if you can help it. And even the little things that you don't think matter, because you're putting positive energy out in the world. I mean, even if you don't believe in that, I mean, how could it be bad? So, a lot of people think if you compliment someone, it seems like you're trying to pick them up, you're trying to hit on them. I get that. People, there's so little kindness out in the world sometimes that people mistake this kindness for flirtation, for true feelings for you. And I get that. I get that. I'm on the other end of that quite often. I'm like, oh, no. I really just like guys in Converse. I mean, I just think it's a nice look for guys. It's not like, I don't want you because you're wearing those shoes and I complimented you. I just think that you look good in them. So those have been some awkward conversations I've had to have with people. And I do. Guys, do it. They're fucking hot. I don't know what it is about them. That's just my personal preference. Anyways. Don't let things go unsaid. But, the other thing I really like about this, and I'm young, I've got quite a bit of time ahead of me, a lot, but I like this because it says, I will never ever believe in the words too late, because it is never too late to be exactly who you wish, do exactly what you should, say exactly what needs to be heard, and live the exact life you should be living. And, you can make that happen. You can make all those things happen. I know everyone's like, that's hard. It's work. Regardless of what you want your life to be like, you can make that happen. And you hear these success stories and you think a person is lucky because they got found out or they got, you know, they got a lucky break or they knew a couple of people or they were just pretty enough or, you know, whatever. No. People work really hard to get where they are. People don't take no for an answer. And they don't worry about what other people are going to think. All that they are concerned about is their dreams and their hopes and their love and whatever moves them. And they let that grow inside them until they can't keep it inside anymore. And they have to do something about it. They have to make this life that they want come true. And that's like where I am in my life. I have, growing up and through college, I never really pictured the bigger picture besides career. That was the only thing. I was like, oh, this is what I want for my career. This is what I want to do for work. I never thought about anything else. I never thought about where I wanted to live in the world. What kind of house did I want to live in? Did I want to live in an apartment? Did I want to live in a townhouse? did, what kind of person did I want to settle down with? What kind of person did I want to see the world with, you know? And what kind of person do I want to trust with my deepest, darkest secrets? Those things never crossed my mind until quite a bit later. And now it's like, I just need to make these things happen now. I want them bad enough. And I am young and I'm fortunate that I have lots of time. And I have a drive and an insane imagination, and I am foolish enough to be one of those people that doesn't take no for an answer. I mean, sexually, obviously, yes. But I mean, on my dreams. That's what I meant. I handle disappointment very well. Just, you get used to it after a while. But it doesn't ever bother me because there's always something to learn from it. So, you know, think about what you want and remember, no matter what, it's never too late, but you don't want to wait around for it. So, I don't know. I just really wanted to share that. I had a lot of really good points to it, and it made me really happy and really excited, if you couldn't tell, to share it with you guys. I hope you're all really well, and I will talk to you all very soon. Take care.